I think the major takeaway from there was the fact that they see the important role that women make in terms of economic development if they are given the means. So specifically, if we're talking for in agriculture, for instance, where she mentioned their experiences have been that if agricultural proceeds from the farm, smallholder farms, are channeled and managed by women, that money is more likely going to be used for economic development in the form of education for the kids and providing for healthcare in addition to providing for food for the family. Not that the fathers don't do it, but the mothers and the women are much more inclined to channel those resources towards those areas.
You are an organization that works with Zimbabweans in the diaspora. Are you going to be sharing some of these findings to some of the Zimbabweans in America and the other places where you work?
That is the main reason why I actually went to the function, in order to be able to learn what organizations are doing and then sharing with the rest of our Zimbabwean community. So I was saying we are going to use this information, disseminate it to our members who are interested in economic development, so that we can see where to channel most of our efforts in order to have the maximum impact for economic development, not only at a personal and family level, but also which will have cascading impact for the bigger picture in terms of the whole bigger economy as it goes.